Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, family. What's happening? We are back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel. How everybody doing?
All right. And we are Collective Minds Radio. Back in the building for another week, y'all, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family, chop it up with you, see what's going on. At Collective Minds Radio, like we always say, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we back, you know, another powerful conversation with the family. We out of Leo season. We have officially moved into Virgo season. So shout out to all the Virgos, you know, about to get it in.
Happy Virgo.
So,
I love Virgos.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I do, too. I got, man, so many Virgos close to me that I love. So shout out to the Virgos. But, yeah, we back, y'all. We here. This Collective Minds. We got a good show lined up. But before we get started, as always, Queen Rigel and my brother Mufasa. How was y'all week, and do y'all have any announcements for us?
Okay, okay, let's get this started. No major announcements. Great week. The end.
Oh, damn. Sweet, short, and to the point. Short and sweet. You feel me? All right. My brother Mufasa, man, how was your week, and do you got any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week as well. I do have one announcement that for people who may have been looking for the FOI in the streets, meaning the Fruit of Islam, you know, the brothers are getting it together, planning on making a grand return to the community to distribute the Final Call newspaper and get out there and meet and build with the people and try to save some lives. So if you've been missing seeing the brothers out there with the bow ties on, be looking out because the word is it's time to make a comeback to the streets and slap COVID in the face.
Okay, okay, let's get it. I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the brothers, the FOI, and the nation. Yeah. You feel me? Shout out, shout out. Yes, indeed. So,
you know what?
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say one more thing.
Go ahead, bro.
I also want to shout out the brothers who have been on DJ Vlad's head for misquoting the minister on
yes,
his show.
Indeed.
You know,
yes,
brothers have been stepping to him. FOI,
yes.
People who are not in their nation, have been calling him
yes.
out on his foolishness and demanding a public apology. Because just like
yeah.
how they wanted a public apology from Nick Cannon, we want a public
right.
apology from DJ Vlad for misquoting the minister.
That's right. Yes, indeed. And I'm so glad you said that, brother, because I'm happy to see that. And me, myself, you know, Vlad has a YouTube channel for those that don't know. And he's a Russian immigrant. You know, interviewer, but he's deep into hip hop culture. He's deep into, you know, what I dare to say, our culture. You know, a lot of people call him a culture vulture. But I used to subscribe to his YouTube channel About 3 months ago, I unsubscribed to his YouTube channel, even though I like, you know, some of the people he be interviewing. You know, he has some good guests that I'm interested in, rappers from the 90s, you know, 80s, 90s, 2000s, just people, you know, that I respect as far as their build. But I had to unsubscribe to Vlad because I could see this coming. You know, something like this, he's disrespected the minister before. Right, and he's done a lot of, in my opinion, shady things. He just seems very disingenuous when it comes to our culture and the way he promotes it. So I unsubscribed. I said I can't do it no more. And you know, I was done with the like. I don't even have to watch it. So yeah, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad to see brothers on his head because it's time to, you know, kick him up out the culture for real.
What did he say?
He does nothing for us, really, huh?
Exactly.
He basically misquoted the minister. I think it was an interview with D.L. Hughley, and I didn't even watch it, but they, from what I'm hearing, they was talking about something, and he kind of misquoted the minister and kind of baited D.L. Hughley into, you know, going against the minister or saying something to that effect. So, you know, it was like a little bait and switch, a little shady interview tactic he used. Yeah.
He was saying that the minister made a comment about throwing rocks. DJ Vlad tried to make it seem like he was saying throw rocks at, you know, his enemies or Jewish people. But the minister always says hurl rocks at falsehood. So that's what he means.
Exactly.
Throwing rocks at falsehood. And so he didn't finish that statement. So he just tried to make it seem like the minister saying, you know, throw rocks at people or harm people. That wasn't the case.
Right.
His statement that he always said, just throw rocks at falsehood. So, yeah, he was dead wrong.
Right. Yes, indeed. And it's like I say, it's good to see the brothers and black people circling their wagons. And, you know, we are checking people that's in the culture and don't respect it. You know what I'm saying? He's in the culture and don't respect it. So, yeah, he going to get the Summer Jam screen. He going to be put up on the screen and get blasted. You know what I'm saying? But I digress, right? So, yeah, family, we back. You know, last week we talked about Kamala Harris. Joe Biden picked her as the VP, his running mate. And then this past week they had the Democratic National Convention. It was virtual. It was online. And I think it lasted 3 or 4 days. And that's what we're discussing tonight, family. You know, what were your thoughts on the convention? They brought out all the usual suspects, the speakers. They brought out Michelle Obama. They brought out Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms. It was just a lot of people that they brought out, and a lot of it was, in my opinion, to try to get the black vote. The Democrats know they hanging on by a string, and they gonna need the black vote to even have a chance, but a few reports have come out that, you know, a lot of black people not really feeling Biden and Harris, and a lot of millennials are not rocking with them. You know what I'm saying? You got some old folks that's kind of, you know, old civil rights folks that may be rocking with them, but a lot of the young millennials and people, let's say under 50, they not really rocking with them. So they had their convention. And, yeah, we just want to ask the family, you know, what do you think about this convention and what does, you know, what type of impact would this, is this going to have on the election, which is less than 2 months away. Remember, the election is in November. So it's coming up real soon. You dig what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about today. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Alright, and we gonna start with the panel. We gonna start with the resident Queen Rigel. What are your thoughts on the convention? Did you get a chance to see it? If not, you know, how do you think the Democrats, you know, where do you think they stand as far as beating Trump this election? So I know I kind of threw a few questions in there, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and go off.
Okay. Well, I didn't get a chance to see it in its entirety. I saw some clips. So it's pretty interesting. For those who don't know me, I like to share this. I'm not that big into politics. Never really been that big into it. So I'm not ashamed to say it. It's just the reality. So I didn't get a chance to watch it.
You were super bored when you tried to watch them clips because it was boring. So I'm sure you were super duper bored. But go ahead. I won't take no words. Put words in your mouth.
Well, it was interesting. I wouldn't say it was boring to me, but it was very interesting just to learn some of the tactics that I'm sure other people who's been into politics are very probably already seen before. So it's just interesting to hear see the strategies. That's just so obvious. So it's like, how can people fall for these strategies and these tactics that's being performed right before their very eyes? It's like, it's like comical almost, just watching it. Like,
right.
You see Michelle Obama, she's, you know, talking very emotional and very, trying to be very persuasive and with so much energy and emotion, like, don't vote for this guy. It's like, it's just kind of, I mean, I guess it's necessary. I guess it's necessary for the way of society. So if you choose to participate in it, then that's fine. But it's just it's only one clue. They try to separate it into different things.
Exactly.
But it's really one. It's just one clue. So that's really, I hate I can't provide more in-depth, information, but I'll leave that up to Brother Kevin and the callers and you, Mufasa. Because just me, I'm just watching it. It just seemed like a bunch of tactics, and it's a big game. I'm just watching, like, somebody fight for a position and for the club. I don't know. I really can't get with it anymore. I've been trying to do better with politics and really try to get more involved, but the more and more I'm getting involved, the more and more I realize why it was never a true interest of mine. I get it for social reasons. So for anybody who's listening who may want to call and say, get on my head and say, oh, yeah, well, you should vote and this and that, and if you don't vote, this is happening. I get it. I do understand that for social purposes, it's a place for it, but, again, it's not equal. It's not fair. It's unjust, but that's a whole nother story. But the more I'm watching this stuff, it's like, it's just a big game. It's like watching just
a popularity contest.
It's like when the Romans back in the day used to ride those chariot races. It's just like a big
game. The bread and circus, like bread.
Yeah,
and circus.
I don't have to say too much more than that. That's just really what's standing out even more for me is that the fact that there's so many obvious tactics that's being played. There's no real sincerity, no genuine concern about the people overall. It's just about winning a position and being able to, just be persuasive and just win. It's not really about the people it doesn't seem. Because people are seeming to be fake. On one end, they say this and they say that. Half of them going to play golf together, drinking coffee together, all kinds of stuff. It's just one big game. It's like, if this is going to be for real society, to really help society, then let's just be real. Just keep everything real, but it's just not happening. So I am going to, when the Republicans turn, I am going to try to look more into that. And because right now, the Democrats, they're not winning me over.
Right.
I'm not being won over by the Democrats. I'll just leave it there. I'll leave it there. And I'm ready to hear what other people want to say about this situation.
All right, yes, indeed. And before we get to the call lines, we're going to hear from my brother Mufasa. And today, family, we're talking about what are your thoughts on the Democratic convention, the Democratic National Convention they had this past week. This is the first convention. Then the Republicans, I believe, have their convention this week coming up. So, you know, we asking the family, what did you think about the convention? If you got a chance to see it, hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Yeah, so my brother Mufasa, did you get a chance to watch the convention? And from what you saw and your vantage point, what are your thoughts on the convention, Democratic convention?
Fake. Boy, they were fake.
Right.
That was some fake stuff I seen. Oh, my God. You know, and that's like Roger said, it ain't nothing but a popularity contest. So, all of it. So, I get why some people don't even follow heavy into politics. You know, including myself, I'm not deep into it. You know, I do watch some of the local stuff. When it comes to this level of the game, I feel like, yeah, you just voting in the most popular person. But, you know I'm going to catch heat from this, as I always do. I have been impressed with Donald Trump. I have. Donald Trump can show me some things. He's been very entertaining to me. I like some of the things he's done. So, yeah, I know, everybody. Yeah, I know I'm going to catch some heat on that. But that's my catch, you know. He was cool with a lot of people before he became president. And it's just funny to me that as soon as he, you know, became the president, a lot of people, you know, I got to speak for my people, black people, bailed out, jumped ship. Like, oh, we ain't rocking with Trump no more. But before that, everybody was rapping about him in their songs. They wanted to be like him. They liked The Apprentice, all that. So anyway, not to get too far off subject, that Democratic National Convention was fake. Michelle, you know, I had a lot more respect for Michelle up until this point. When she came on there, like Roger said, with all that fake emotion, trying to persuade people not to vote for a person, because out of all they were saying, maybe I missed something, because I didn't watch it like every second. I watched the majority of it. But one thing I didn't see, where was their platform at? Like, what's their agenda? I didn't hear nothing that they said they were going to do for, you know, my group of people, for black people. Nothing solid. The whole thing was just Donald Trump hate and why you shouldn't vote for him and why we need to get rid of him. But what are you going to do that's any different or greater? I ain't heard none of that. And I was like, man, I was really disappointed, for real. Then when you get... Oh, you know, I got to say this, which probably might have seen some of my LGBTQT. Did I say that right? LGB? I can't. Y'all know what I'm saying.
We got you, bro.
You got me. You know, when you bring a black man on here, out here, and I'm sure Brother Kerry got more to say on this. I'm just going to touch on it. Let him handle it. Black man out here. In a half-dressed, half-suit. You know, I mean, how much demasculating of a black man do we have to do? That's what I got to see. You would never, I don't never see them parade no white man out there like that. Never. But you keep parading us out here to show our femininity. You never show a strong black man. So I see it. It's like right here. I know, Kev, it hurts. Because it's ridiculous. They do these things so subtly and attack us.
Right.
And it's like, damn, and you keep pumping up, you know, all the you know, oh, man, I'm trying to be too harsh. Let me calm down before I say something offensive. But the Democratic Party, what I saw was horrible. You didn't tell me nothing you was going to do for black people. You just steadily attacked Trump. I saw no clear-cut platform or agenda that they was going to stand on. come out there looking as weird as ever. Don't trust nobody with beady eyes. That's just me, y'all. See, I like to talk in layman's terms. Joe Biden got beady little eyes. You can't trust him. You can't trust him. He's like a snake. He was out there talking with them little beady eyes, and he was saying something, and I never forget when there was a part where he was talking about his brother. I think his brother served in the military, and his brother had passed. And he was talking about that and being a little emotional towards that, but then he switched gears all of a sudden and started talking about how I'll never let no one, another foreign country, disrespect our land. And he just flipped and turned red and went into demon mode. Just like that. Mm-hmm. Like, man, this dude is crazy. This dude is crazy.
Wow. Right.
You know, so, Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was a hot mess, in my opinion, a hot mess. And I can't wait for the Republican one to go down. So, really, what I really can't wait to see is when Trump and Biden have to debate, because that's going to be very entertaining to me. I can't wait to see him.
That's going to be good.
Tearing and Joe's butt. So I'm going to be sitting back looking at that like I'm watching the Super Bowl. So I'm going to go ahead and let you have it, Kez. I know you got some things you want to say. Go a little bit deeper into the actual politicians who were speaking and the candidates and all that. But I just wanted to throw that out there in layman's terms of how I felt.
Right. Yes, indeed, man. I mean, I'm pretty much in agreement with you, my brother. The only thing is I do not support Trump, but that's all it did. Other than that, we in agreement right. on that Democratic convention. It was very fake, very phony, a lot of pandering, right? You had, and I like Michelle Obama, but we mentioned Michelle Obama. You had Michelle Obama saying, you know, stroking our emotions and saying we need to vote like our lives depend on it, right? Like somehow if Donald Trump get back in office, he's going to kill all the black people or something. You know what I'm saying? Like they're really making it seem like this is a dire emergency if we don't get Trump out. But again, like my brother Mufasa said, they have yet to mention any policies, anything concrete for black people. Because, see, what they do is they play on black people's emotions. They come in, they talk about systemic racism, they say Black Lives Matter, they invoke the names of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and all these people. But they telling black people how bad we got it, but they don't have a plan to address that. Now, somebody may say, well, Biden-Harris, they do have a plan on their website. If you go to joebiden.com/blackamerica, he does have a quote-unquote plan called Lift Every Voice. Now, when you read this voice, when you read this plan, it is nothing specific for black people, nothing. It's more trickle-down politics. It's stuff like they go give, financing to small business loans and make it give more money for small businesses. But it doesn't say specifically for African-American businesses and entrepreneurs. It starts off saying how, you know, black people have hard time getting access to capital, how the wealth disparities in America are bad between black and white and blah, blah, blah. They tell us all these things, but yet they don't have something specifically to address those issues. So they run in the same tactics that they ran in the 80s and 90s where they say, you know, they tell black people how bad they got it, but then they got this plan that includes all minorities. It includes all people of color, and then black people, black Americans are the last ones on the list to get any type of funding or receive any of those benefits. You dig what I'm saying? So they run in the game. They run in the benign neglect game where basically we don't do policy specifically for black people, although we tell them and we use their energy of how bad they got it you know, and how systemic racism is so bad, but we're not going to do anything about it. We're going to pander to them. We're going to have people singing and dancing. We're going to bring out some of your favorite celebrities to speak and just try to get you to go out there and vote. You see what I'm saying? Just get you to go out there and vote, but we don't really have any policies for you. And the only thing, because I've been asking people all week.
They got the same as the Republicans. Same policies as the other parties. Nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I've been asking people all week. One question was, without mentioning Trump, what is Biden, without mentioning Trump, why should black people vote for Biden, right? And the only things that I'm getting is criminal justice reform. That's one. Now, my response to that is, what if you're not a criminal? So you saying a black person has to be a criminal in order to get a benefit? Are you insane? Like, what does that have to do? And then on top of that, the criminal justice reform is to correct the 94 crime bill that Joe Biden drafted. So you mean to tell me we got to vote him in to fix his mistake that he messed up? No, that's not making sense to me, fam. You see what I'm saying? The other reason I get why we should vote, why black people should vote for Biden, without mentioning Trump, they say, well, he's going to have these Supreme Court nominations and these U.S., you know, circuit judge appointees and all this stuff. And my thing is, do you think Joe Biden is going to pick somebody better than Trump? Really? And Joe Biden supports KKK members, Senator Byrd, and these segregationists and all these type folks that Joe Biden has supported in the past, and you think he's going to put a black woman on the Supreme Court? And even if he does pick a black woman, do you think that black woman is going to be one that advocates for black people? Or is she going to be like Judge Tammy Mammy down in Dallas, Texas? Who do you think Joe Biden go pick? He's going to pick a Judge Tammy. You see what I'm saying? That's hugging the killer of our brother down in Dallas. You know, it's going to be one of those type of black women. So, you know, family, we got to be real. Black people, we are in a crucial time. The power's in our hand. We do have leverage. We don't have to vote for either one of these candidates. And I really take it personal with the Democrats because, again, I've never voted Republican. So my beef is with the Democrats, you know, because I feel like they've swindled my parents. I feel like they've swindled my grandparents. And they swindled me for a better portion of my life. But now I'm starting to see the light. These people are no different. They use the black vote without addressing our issues. And they just want us to ride with them just because they smile with us, they can dance with us, you know, they carry hot sauce in their bag, and they come to our churches and sing with us, and they just want us to vote for them without getting nothing in return. And they're enacting policies that directly undermine the black community. So that's why, you know, I go in on the Democrats personally because I never voted Republican. And I don't really, you know, expect much from that side of the aisle. But I will say this about the Republicans. I know where they stand. You feel me? I know where Donald Trump stands. I can deal with Donald Trump because I know where he stands and I can respect that. But if you're running around sneaking, faking, smiling and beguiling in my face, but then you doing policies to undermine me, no, I can't deal with that. I don't like the sneaky, you know, the sneaky type of races. Yeah. I like my racism up front. You dig what I'm saying? So that's how I'm rocking. But as far as the convention, huh?
No, I was gonna say again because they just playing on our heads, on our intelligence to the point where it's
really
sick. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. Sick. And like I say, you mentioned old boy that was up there performing. His name is Billy Porter. This is the guy in Hollywood. He's basically talentless, but because he's a gay black man and he bashes black people a lot, they roll with him and they put him in the forefront. If this man was not gay, he would not have been singing at the Democratic National Convention like that. But they use him as a mascot to undermine black people, right? They use him to call black people homophobic. They use him to hide their anti-black racism behind, because if he says it, they can't point the finger at them. You dig what I'm saying? So this is an old tactic. It's a shame that they use this brother. From my understanding, he's had some issues as a child. You know, it may have been molested, may have been touched up allegedly, from what he's saying. So it's a shame that they're using this brother and his illness to further their agenda. They had him perform. You know, they had John Legend, Jennifer Hudson. These are people being used as that celebrity clash to attract and get the vote of the people. But like Rigel said, I mean, you can just look at it and see. It looks fake. You know what I'm saying? You can look at it and just tell that this is not genuine. They are putting on a show. You know, this is for popularity, like what Brother Mufasa said. It's not real. And I think in 2020, people are starting to see that. And so now you see people like Ice Cube calling them out. Ice Cube is like, hey, what are you going to do for black people? You talking all this stuff, but what actually is the agenda? You see what I'm saying? You can pull out all this money and give these stimulus and PPP loans and checks to everybody. You can pad your pockets, but you want to tell black people how bad we got it, but you can't give us nothing specifically. So people are tired of the game. You know, and that's what it is. It was a poor convention. Yes, sir.
Well, one more thing, because I might have missed it, because I had to step off and take a note on something real quick. It's, I don't know if you covered this already, but the other thing to me that is so despicable, in my opinion, and somebody can call in and correct me, is how they keep trying to sell us Kamala as a black woman. She's not black.
Right.
Tell me, what am I missing her? She's not black.
Right.
You know,
right.
That was an interview she did with some woman, which was a black woman. And I remember on there, Kamala Harris was saying, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And she was doing it like laughing and kind of cringing.
Right.
Because she knows she don't consider herself as black. She only doing this to get the quote-unquote black vote. That's it.
Exactly.
That woman knows she's not black, and she knows she don't relate to black people. So you just playing on black people's minds is sad.
Right, exactly. This is true. So, yeah, you know that. And then, again, they going out of their way to blacken her up to make sure, to make it seem like, oh, she's black, she's black, she's this, she's that. She's taking pictures with black folks. They're really trying to push on us that she's black and she's one of us, knowing her record is horrible in the state of California. She's had nothing but anti-black policies. So it's like, why are you going so hard to prove to us that this woman is black? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're trying extra hard. They're desperate at this point. And it's not a good look. It's really sad, you know. It's really sad. But you know, I digress. Yes, indeed, family. We are talking about the Democratic National Convention that took place this past week. It really wasn't much there. It was really a nothing burger. Nobody really was tuned in, from what I can see, as far as the numbers. You know, I think people are starting to wake up in the Democrats.
It was a pep rally.
Right, basically. Yeah,
no,
it was a pep
no
rally.
Information. No information.
No information,
just,
no concrete
just
policies.
Just get the team hyped up and the spirits hyped
right.
up.
Exactly. Get people hyped up. Get the emotions flowing. You know, make it seem like you got to. Get old Donald out. Donald is so bad. Donald is he's the only racist in America. Donald has not handled the COVID. They really saying that Donald has killed people based on the COVID numbers. Like, this is what the narrative they paint. Like, it's Donald Trump's fault that these people have died from you know, COVID and whatnot. You know, so, you know, it's funny. They're desperate. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. I can't wait till November. But before that, I can't wait till them debates. Oh, do you know Donald Trump is finna manhandle Joe? They gonna need somebody in Joe's ear telling them exactly what to say, because he'll run off script and just mess up his whole campaign. And Donald Trump will eat him alive.
It's gonna be good.
Donald Trump will eat that man alive. Yeah.
Yeah. When does the debate start?
I want to say sometime in September. Yeah, October, probably end of September, October. Yeah, they gonna have a presidential one and a vice presidential one. So both of them should be good. But the one between Biden and Trump is gonna be classic. You dig what I'm saying? It's gonna be classic. It's gonna be classic because. I mean, let's face it, Joe Biden is kind of senile. He's getting up there. I don't know if he has dementia, Alzheimer's, or what. But, yeah, he can flip on you in a minute. And, you know, his campaign going to have to watch him, because he going to be saying some things between now and the election that could really mess up his campaign. Like he did all summer. He was saying some things. Remember, if you're not black, if you don't vote for me, he told Charlamagne. He came out and said that black people lack diversity. We're not as diverse as Hispanic groups or something, he said. So, you know, he's been going around basically. I mean, you can go on the internet and look at all the mess ups this man has had as far as calling his. Yeah, he's been calling his niece, his daughter, his wife. Like, it's been so many things that shows that this man's mental capacity is not even there. And they expect us to vote for this guy? Like, come on, man.
So who took this discussion with Cardi B serious? Who took this discussion with him and Cardi B serious?
Exactly. Who would? That shows you, in my opinion, that's just showing what he think about black people. I mean, you get Cardi B, who... Some say not even black. You know, she's in the culture, but some people say she's not even black. I don't know if she identifies as black.
And I'm one of them.
Like, you're going to interview her on black issues? Like, really? When you could talk to Dr. Claude Anderson, you could talk to Dr. Boyce Watkins, you could talk to Minister Farrakhan. Like, I mean, there's so many people. Not saying that, you know, these people would take meetings with him, but I'm just saying. There's plenty of black intellectuals, black scholars, that if you're serious about addressing the issues that black people have, you would talk to one of them. Not no Cardi B, who just dropped a video called WAP. You feel me? She just dropped a video called WAP. And you're going to talk to her on a serious issue? Like, you playing with us. You think we're a joke. You know what I'm saying? You think we're a joke. You think we here to
you
just sing and dance for you? Yeah.
Anybody with morals should be able to stand back and see the direction that the Democratic Party is steering black people towards. And it's down with it. You're down with defeminizing black men. You're down to empowering thoughts.
Right. Right.
You know.
Right.
So, I mean, come on. What type of culture you want us to have? You all about, you know, bringing us into poor behavior.
Some foolery. Right, there's some foolery.
Yeah.
Now, look.
They support that.
I'm going to get a Republican's prop on this. The Republicans don't really play with that LGBTQ stuff. You know what I'm saying? They don't really rock with that crowd. It's the liberal Democrats who push that agenda on black people, who push the agenda, period. But conservative Republicans, they don't really rock with that. You know, your evangelical right Republicans, they don't really rock with that. So I can respect that. You dig what I'm saying? When it comes to the Democrats, they want to either replace black Americans with immigrants, or they want to turn all of us LGBTQ. That's what it is. And that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? because that's the way they come off. You know what I'm saying? Every time they come around, it's something tacky. You got the one brother, Andrew Gillum, right? He's LGBTQ. This man was caught in a hotel I don't even want to get too graphic, but this man was caught in a hotel with a white sex worker, male, right? And this man is married. He's a Democrat, right? You got Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. You got Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. This woman's LGBTQ, and she has some contempt for black people, from what I can see as far as what she's doing in Chicago. So the Democrats, they love, you know, the alternative lifestyle crowd. They want to push that on black people. Like Mufasa said, they do not like strong black men. They do not like the black nuclear family where you got male, female, and child. They don't like that for some reason. They want you to basically be weak, docile, and preferably gay. You dig what I'm saying? Especially if you're a man. You know, that's what they want. They want you to be turn of the cheek, weak, or gay. And, you know, we're starting to wake up and see. You know what I'm saying? We're starting to wake up and see that their agendas basically undermine our communities and don't empower us at all. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, and I believe, you know, if we stop looking for the president, black people can really start handling our own affairs and say, hey, we not going to participate in an illegitimate system, especially when you're not offering anything to us. We'll just do it on our own. We'll protect ourselves by any means necessary. We'll start to handle our own business. And that is what they're afraid of if we disengage like that. And, you know, that's some leverage that we have. And I'm still saying take part in your local elections, find out what's going on locally. But as far as this presidential election, they can have it. If they're not addressing our issues, they can have it. Because why participate in that fraudulent system? It's illegitimate if you're not going to address the very thing that you say is wrong. You keep telling me how bad black people got it.
You know what I'm saying?
And how all this stuff is coming down, but you're not doing nothing about it. You're not punishing these race soldiers. Oh, it's so sad about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, this, but nobody's calling to get these people arrested or justice for these people. You know, you're calling for it, but you're not using your power to make it happen. So, you know, that's where we at. Y'all want to hit the call lines? What's good?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
Let's see.
See what's up.
Okay, area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I want to know who's going to get mad at you, Mustafa, for saying what you said. And what legitimacy, what authority do they have to get mad at you? That's the audacity of certain people that believe these myths about everybody supposed to be the same, and they're singing the songs and politicians they vote for, and if they're not, they're going to call you names and all that stuff. That's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And another thing, you said this guy that misquoted Farrakhan. He did what? You asked him to do what? Apologize.
Well, a lot of people. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? We have several people who want an apology from him because of him misquoting the minister.
All right.
It's like when the
right
do their thing, they want an apology.
Yeah. Hold it right there. That's stupid. After you get through kicking his ass, then you ask him to apologize physically.
There you go. There you go.
Why does this stuff always go down backwards? See, here's the thing. You have to make people fear you for the hurt that you will or have applied. rather than somebody else. Because in the future, when he hear the name, he going to reach up and rub his head where them knots was. It's going to bring it back to him. He ain't going to go there. But as long as you come up with these lukewarm iced tea solutions, well, they're just going to keep on doing it. You're supposed to break kneecaps. You're supposed to knot heads. I don't understand, man. I really don't. It's just amazing.
Won't get no disagreement from me on that, brother.
Talking about it. We want you to apologize after we get through doing this. But you know another thing. You said that they brought somebody out on the stage with a half dress and half suit on. What kind of damn circus were you watching? Was that Ringling Brothers?
Yeah, it was the Democratic National Convention.
Might as well, man.
That is a total insult. Did Kamala have a husband out there with her?
Yes, she did. She did.
That there to me is an insult. See, I wouldn't want my kids looking at a picture of success. My kids look at a picture of success. They look at a picture on the mountain of me and my wife.
That's right.
And my wife is black.
That's right.
That's what I think. Of course, people can have their own opinions. But that's the picture of a success. That's the one reason I voted for Obama. I tell you what, the reason I voted for him, period, because he was black. I know he didn't have no damn political experience. I wanted to see how it was going to work out. But I didn't the second time.
Right.
And his wife was black. He didn't bring no Miss Ann out there on the stage with him. I told my daughter, don't bring no Billy Bob to the house. I told
that's
my
right.
grandson, don't be bringing no Miss Daisy to the house.
That's right.
And damn right, I'm a racist.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
so
indeed.
I really, and here's the thing: it should be a slam dunk on what the things that Donald Trump has done. The man don't even take a salary. He writes off his $100,000 checks and gives it here and gives
that's
them
true.
There.
Right, that is true.
I tell you,
that is true.
And look at you talking about Democratic leadership. Look at St. Louis. St. Louis has been Democrat since 1949. What is that, 71 years? 1949.
Yep.
And look at it.
Yeah.
Look at North St. Louis. And Clay's been there. Now the first congressional district done moved all over into South St. Louis. And I used to have some white employees. And they used to say they moved one guy said that they moved three and four families every weekend. I said, you move? Where they going? I said, they're getting out of St. Louis.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it's a shame that we've fallen, for these policies, and we've fallen for just voting Democratic just because they're Democrats. We just vote Democratic
to
take it all the way down.
I'm talking about not only on a national level. But Trump got some good things out there that would help poor blacks, and that's school choice with vouchers, where you can put your child where you want them to be, where they can get a good education. Because some of these children, even though they come from disadvantaged and poor home, at least the parents must be doing something, because these children are sharp and they don't belong where they are confined. The parent need to be able to take them someplace else where they would be challenged, they would be exposed and inspired to seek the highest level of educational attainment and successful skills that they possibly can. They're not getting that in the public schools. If they were getting it in the public schools, why did the data say what it says? Whereas your percentage of the population in the country is not being shown in these specialized fields. Other than health, help professions. I mean, help professions.
And am I mistaken? The Democrats don't support that school choice, right?
No, they don't support those school choices. And the NAACP don't either. And here's another thing about them. They issued a travel advisory for the state of Missouri. Telling black folks, if you travel through Missouri, the possibility of you getting police brutality by a white police officer is very, very, you got to be careful. But why the hell are they issuing a travel advisory for blacks that's traveling through Chicago? Well, they shoot 16 people every day on average, 210 been murdered, including 10-month-old black babies. Where is a travel advisory on that, NAACP? Where is a travel advisory on traveling through North St. Louis? Traveling down Hall Street? Traveling down Natural Bridge where you liable to get wrecked? Where is a travel advisory when Prince Carter, and we know Prince Carter, where he turned on off of King's Highway on the Birchers, some fool speeding ran right in the back of him, put his car in reverse, U-turn, and ran off?
It's wild. Did you see what they had to do downtown on Washington? They had to put those blocks on Washington just to get people to quit racing up and down the street.
Tearing up the street. Them cobblestone tearing up the street like damn fools. Yeah, mule won't let them get on their back. And that's not everybody. But what you got is an element that come mingle and mix in with other blacks. And then you don't know who it is that's preying on you, that's looking at you, you know, watching your every move. And the first chance they get, they're going to attack you like a black panther jumping out of a tree.
No. I almost had, I had to share this with y'all real quick. Just yesterday, I'm in Bellefontaine. And I took my grandson to this local park right here on Bellefontaine Chambers. Just for a hot second, we was waiting to get something to eat, you know, chicken out of. Just waiting on the order to get done. And I've been here in Bellefontaine Neighbors for probably about 12 years now. And I've never seen nothing like this before. I take to the little park there, and it's this lady, as I'm getting close to a center bench, as I get close, I'm like, man, this lady, I think she's strong out. I think she on dope. You know, so I let my grandson go over to the park. I sit on a little bench. Do you know she wakes up out of her little crackheadness and was looking at my grandson with evil eyes, looking at him, and then she mumbled something like, I'll stab his little ass or some shit like that. I'm sorry, y'all, I got thought cussing. Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
But I'm like,
wow.
It took everything I had to not go upside her head. You know, so I'm seeing this element of people, basically, that's like the brother said, that's moving into the community, that I can't even be comfortable taking my grandson to the park there. We used to
say, hell no, you can't.
All the time.
That's
he
up there where that black man
like
shot
that.
Them two white police. Remember that? And ran down the street and barricaded himself in the house, took a nap. I guess he's going to wake up about 3 o'clock and think wasn't nothing going to be said. And the SWAT teams and everything else was out there.
Right down the street from it. Yep.
They never
I
had nothing like
house.
That out there in that community.
Yeah. And now we got, you know, Tommy Pearson is the mayor. You know, he's going to have to stand up and do something. Yeah,
Tommy Pearson ain't gonna do nothing. He been out there on everything else. And those apartments down there on Chambers Road going toward Riverview, all kind of stuff be going. I mean, people literally come home, their houses, they think they done put their key in the wrong damn door. Everything's gone. I mean, it's sad because they young people have the time to afford their first apartment and get a little bit of furniture, and some fools coming in, take it all. Anyway, man.
Mm-hmm. One other quick thing before you go, brother, because I want to challenge you to ask people. I can ask you this. People play on black people's intelligence by saying, you know, we got to get Trump out of there because he's a racist. That's why we are running to the polls to get Biden in. My question is, what makes Trump a racist and makes Joe Biden not a racist?
Well, here's the thing. When Joe Biden was doing his racism, he was an elected official. Trump has never been no elected official. Trump has been a citizen. And then, too, they can't describe where he is a racist. The stuff that's not already going on. I guess them 1,393 people that were shot by angels. No, they was racist, too.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a few things I remember. Donald Trump did tweet the guy saying white power. He did put out the article on the Central Park Five calling for them brothers to be executed. He did have a history of discriminating against black people at his property. But
let's
again,
stop with those
said,
three.
He wasn't elected. He wasn't an elected official then, so that's true.
Let's stop with those three, Kevin. Those three
okay,
you mentioned, Central Park Fire, that was the news. That was what the police found at that time. If it wasn't true, why did the news print it? And people in the citizenry read the newspaper, and that's what
they
comment on.
They print stuff that's not true all the time. They print stuff
but you don't know it. How do you know it when you're a citizen reading it? What about the Forest Park Fire? You had some five blacks in Forest Park done literally the same thing to a white person out there in Forest Park. You haven't read about that?
Right. So you asked me about Donald Trump racism, and I was just telling you what
Donald Trump ain't.
I talked about his racism.
Remember
his boy, Steve Bannon, who just got arrested the other day. Steve Bannon was his chief of staff. This man created Breitbart, which is a known alt-right anti-black racist publication.
Yeah, but what job did he get? What job did he give him to do? I give you another example to match that. How about Marion Barry? Marion Barry was a known crackhead, but he was one of the best mayors that DC has ever had. He made black billionaires and other millionaires.
I agree with that.
That's why people voted him in the second time when he got out of prison. They were so used to have, they wanted to experience that again. What he had done for business.
I agree.
That's what you.
Yeah, that's why
I voted for Donald Trump. Trump was because of the issues that he threw out there in his campaign.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree. Now, look, I don't have an issue with Trump because I know where Trump stands. I can deal with Trump because I feel like he's gonna be straight up. He's going to let me know what time
you
it is.
You drove down 270?
As far as how he feels.
You see all the construction going on 270? That's his policy. That's an infrastructure policy.
Okay. I'm not scared of Trump.
Now, here's
I'm not
another
one of them
thing,
Negroes
too.
That's scared of Trump. So no,
why do people keep thinking that? Why do people keep saying that?
Biden
is not a racist.
They taught this stuff.
Why do they think Biden is not one?
They
taught
this stuff. That's why. And Trump, this election has been going on since January 2017. I mean, let's be real.
Right.
It's been going on since January.
Yeah.
Everything that the news sources. CNN, every interview, every guest that comes on, every spokesperson is throwing jabs at Donald Trump. Now, here's the thing.
Right.
If white folks has got something against him like that, you know he must be doing something well.
Right. Okay, that's one. Okay, you can look at it like that. You can look at it. And I think, honestly, I think it's fake outrage because I think they want him in office. To be honest.
You know what, I'm going to tell you something. I think that the Democrats are trying to lose the election because innerly. You're right.
Yes.
I think they're trying to lose the election because innerly they like what he's doing, but they know he's only going to be in there a possible four more years. Then they're going to have to resort back to the same old tactics and techniques of getting people on their side.
Yep. Yep, that's what I'm with you. I think they secretly want him in because check this out. Remember, see, people got a short memory. Joe Biden lost the Iowa caucus, right? That's one of the biggest primary elections in the Democratic Party. He lost it. I mean, he came in like last place. How do you go from last place in the Iowa caucus to being the party's nominee?
Yeah, the party
like,
nominee.
Come on,
ain't that something?
Yeah, to being nominated for the party. So, it was Bernie's to win, but they knew Bernie didn't have a chance. But he may have had a better chance than Biden. But
they stole it from Bernie.
Yeah, they stole this nomination from Bernie and gave it to Biden. That's what it was. So, in a sense, they are trying to lose this election, but they want to save face and make it look like, oh, Donald Trump is just so bad. We got to get him out. But come on, man. You're trying to blow the elections. And then you pick Kamala Harris. White women and white people in general are not right.
Kamala Harris, her father, Jamaican is part of the Antillean Islands. Her father come from the higher class in Jamaica. Her mother, India, she's an Asian. She's not no African, she's an Indian. The continent is Asia. She's an Asian from a country called India. That's what she is. She's Asian. She's in India. She's from the higher class, like the Brahmins. She's not from the black Indians called the Dalits or the Untouchables.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Why do we keep letting them get away with that? Why do we keep letting them get
because
away
people
with
don't have no damn sense, man. They fall for any damn thing. I mean, hey, you know, one of these days we can sit down and have a conversation. I want to show you just how messed up it is. It is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It damn near make you want to head to Gilligan Island and spend the rest of your life. I'll see you guys.
Yes, indeed, Carla. We appreciate you. Yeah, so let me ask you this, Mufasa. Like, what do you think it is with black people in general? Like, that we're falling for the same thing over and over again when it comes to the Democrats. Because, again, this is the same thing that they've done in the past. They make it, oh, vote or die, you got to this and that, but they don't come with no real policy. So what is it about us that we get played like this, you know? What do you think it is?
The one thing that's coming to mind right now, and I'm sure it's more to it than this, but the one thing that's coming to my mind right now is just laziness. Laziness of not really sitting down and using critical thinking to sit down and look and analyze what these people are bringing to the table. You know, they just lazy and say, look, they're so used to hearing Democrat is what we for. That's our game. That's the set. And we're going to roll with that no matter what.
We banging the set no matter what.
Everything. Yeah, exactly. That's why I think it's just pure laziness. You don't want to sit down and just say, man, let me see what all these people are about, you know?
Right.
All of us don't want to take the time to do that. There's
and this is what
that
I see now.
Play, but that's one thing in particular that's
exactly.
right now.
Yes, indeed. And I think, to be honest, I think black people fare better up under Trump because we have just started getting to work. We have started, you know, doing what we got to do. Under Biden, folks go let their guards down. People go be
rock
like, you know, exhale. They're going to be like, rock right back to sleep. You rock right back to sleep. And then it's a done deal. They're going to be doing secret deals and policies that's going to be affecting you 5-10 years down the line because you didn't vote this man in office. But if Trump was in there, I think we'd be better off. We'd be like, okay, we got Trump again. Boom. Let's get on our business. You know what I'm saying? And we could take advantage of some of the policies that he would enact. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the Democrats, they would keep black people dependent on government aid, make black people a permanent underclass, and get stricter on crime. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, black people feel like they won, and we can let our guards down, and then it'll be a wrap. Next thing you know, you look up 20-30 years down the line, you ain't moved not one iota as far as, you know, black empowerment. You ain't did nothing, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't used to really understand this, you know, younger in life, but I get it now more so. Like, I would hear people complain about how, you know, the Democrats complain, I mean, Republicans complain about people being on welfare and this, that, and third. And I was just looking at the fact, like, with this unemployment thing, where the people who was unemployed was getting an extra $600 on top of their unemployment.
Right.
And now that, you know, Trump made a change, they said, okay, well, yeah, you still going to get something extra, but it's only going to be four. And, you know, people were upset about that. But let's look like you just said, you can't just sit back and say, give me. Makes you more lazy.
Right.
It just makes you more lazy. You have to eventually say, you know, like you said, we got to get up and do something for ourselves. Get up and make it happen. As long as you keep giving somebody, giving, they're going to sit back and keep sucking. And then you an enabler. And that's what I feel like the Democratic Party do. They just want to enable us.
I agree, my brother. So if you just join this family.
Because it.
Yep. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, because if they enable the black community, then they can always, it's like keeping them in a cage. You can control them. You can persuade them. With the things that you're giving them, you can use that to persuade them.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, like I say, we played this game long enough. When are we going to wake up and figure out something? You know, we can, you know, we really can start our own political party. You know what I'm saying? Even
that's
though the people be like, well, you ain't got the numbers and this and that, but if we start our own political party and we stand firm, you know, behind our candidates, I think we can get something done. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to just go for this two-party system, especially, like I say, the Democrats, who we thought were our friends. At least I did, you know, quote-unquote friends. You know, I thought these the liberal white people who Malcolm Wan is about, okay, I thought they was on our side, so to speak, or would help empower us. But now, as I look back, I see a lot of their policies was to undermine us and keep us dependent on them, keep us enabled, like my brother say, and just keep us dependent on them when we really should be doing our own thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm kinda worried
up under Trump.
I'm kind of worried about this when you say about our own party. I heard people say, like, they would like to see Black Lives Matter as a political party. Now, just using the name.
No.
That's what I was going to say. Just the name, okay, yeah, we could take that name, but as far as the Black Lives Matter movement, absolutely
not. No, that's compromised. Yeah, absolutely not. That's an extension of the Democrats. The Black Lives Matter movement is an extension of the Democrats. Right, and somebody put me on because they was like, you know, they got the Black Lives Matter on the NBA courts and all that stuff, and somebody was like, you know, that's paid advertisement. I was like, you know what, you right. I'm thinking the NBA just doing it just because they got a good heart, and Black Lives really matter to them, but no, that's
said that
paid
last
advertisement.
Week.
Yeah, who
that's
said that?
Bianchi said that last week.
Piaggi said that last week. Right. He did say that. And that is paid advertising. So it's not really about the Black Lives Matter. It's like they got paid to put this stuff on these streets and sell these signs. You see these signs in people's yards. You got the T-shirts. Like, this is a whole marketplace that they're using, unfortunately, Black Death, to generate some type of commerce and business. So, you know, we got to look at it like that, like, they're using our suffering to capitalize, and I think a lot of that is Democratic driven. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of is Democratic driven. So yeah, you know, I'm just done with the Democrats. Like, there's nothing.
Anybody should think of it like this. They would much rather use that money, dump millions of dollars into campaigning, where you can dump millions of dollars into the community, that's going to really help.
Right. Yeah. And like I say, if you're serious, remember, our brother, the brother Kanye, came out and said that Biden and Trump should have a conversation with Dr. Claude Anderson about his book, Powernomics. He tweeted there. I mean, a tweet goes a long way nowadays, you know, but he tweeted that and they should have a conversation. And that's my thing. If you are serious about helping Black people, there are plenty of Black scholars who have written books, given lectures on some of the ways that we can help empower our community. Like, it's out there. The information is out there. And if these people are serious, they would contact one of these people. You know, put your ego aside. Put your personal feelings aside. If you really want to help empower the Black community, then you would be able to reach out. You would reach out to these people. You know what I'm saying? But they're not serious. They reach out to Cardi B and Billy Porter to ask, what should we do for Black people? See what I'm saying? No, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Cardi B does not represent Black society. I'm sorry. Get somebody who's serious, you know, who's serious, who has a plan, who's studied, and then you can come up with solutions. But I think that they think, as far as when I say they, I mean the Democrats, I think they think They're threatened by black empowerment. They're threatened if black people stand up for ourselves, do our own thing, you know, do business with each other. I think they're threatened by that empowerment because we'll find out that we don't really need them. You see what I'm saying? Like, y'all cool, but we don't really need y'all. You know, y'all got y'all table. We can build our own table. And it'll be way cooler. You see what I'm saying? It'll be way cooler. But that's what they're afraid of, is real black empowerment and black people being autonomous and thinking for ourselves and doing for ourselves. And they don't want that, you know. And with Donald Trump, the only thing we got to deal with is the regular run-of-the-mill alt-right crowd, you know what I'm saying, the white supremacy. And I'm cool with that. I can deal with them. Let me know where you stand, and we can deal. We can do business, all that. But I know how to deal with you. But if you faking in my face and smiling and all this and that, and then you trying to undermine me, no, fam, that's a whole different game. Just let me know what's up. If you don't like me, cool. Hey, I'm cool with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about that. My feelings are not hurt because, you know, white people don't like me. My feelings not hurt. I really, like, I don't care. Okay, long as you don't threaten me and my family, we good.
Right.
And if you do, you get dealt with. But other than that, I'm cool. Like, my feelings ain't hurt. You don't like me? Okay, whatever. This is a big planet, right. Big world. I don't have to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? But the Democrats are dirty because they faked for so long with black people, and they was doing policies to undermine us. That's hella fake. You know what I'm saying? I don't respect that. So, you know.
Yeah, let's try to get one more call.
Yeah, let's get it.
Hey, 319, area code 319, that is, 572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I'm just going to make a comment real quick so y'all can get to the other callers. But if y'all ain't figured it out now, black people are just stepping stones to get what they want. And it doesn't matter what they say. When they get in office, we're going to be put back on the back burner.
It is what it is.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
What do you think there's a solution to that, Carl? Is there any solution to that?
Yeah, black people get their own nominees. Quit choosing what they give us.
Right, right. Yeah.
And like, I'm watching ABC right now. They're talking to them. They still ain't talking about what their plans are or what they're gonna do. They're just doing propaganda just to get the black people to vote for them, just so they can put us back on the back burner.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's a good point.
All right, thank you.
Yes, indeed, Carl. Appreciate it. Yeah, let me ask you this, Mufasa, because the other knock they got on Trump, and just real quick, because I know we talked about this before, but, like, how do you think he's handled COVID? Because they're saying, oh, he just messed up COVID and this and that, and there was so much bad with COVID and blah, blah, blah. And Biden saying he's going to do things different if he's elected. But I just want to hear you kind of, you know, talk about how you feel Trump has done as far as handling the COVID-19 and coronavirus.
Well, I wish I had time to go all the way back to the beginning of when it kicked off. So I'm going to try to compress that in a nutshell. I don't have an issue with the way Trump has handled it overall. Because I remember when this stuff kicked off, I remember Trump was dropping jewels on us to let us know what this really all about. And that could spark up a whole nother conversation. But
right.
Trump was trying to tell us, you know, that this is a bunch of BS. You know, and eventually, in my opinion, he had to go ahead and conform because people was getting so scared and paranoid that, you know, he had to go ahead and concede to what people wanted him to do while shutting all this stuff down. But I think he's done a good job. I don't think what Biden was going to do any different. You know, what does Joe say he was going to do at that time? What he would have done at that time is different. What are they saying? Shut the country down a lot sooner, put us all into
slavery a lot sooner. Look how we just conform so quickly to forced to be putting on a mask. You can't even go to a store without putting on a mask. All these different things. So they show how easy it's going to be to steer us into fucking slavery. Because the next thing, like, if Joe Biden was in that, the next thing that's going to come up is, you know, you don't get your check without taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Then what happens?
Right.
When we get to that point.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
You get arrested if you don't take your vaccine. Because, like we
talked about
before, people who just go ahead and wash their hands, stay clean, try to keep up on your immune system, it's not going to kill everyone. You know, yeah, of course, if you got some things, pre-existing conditions, yeah, it's going to hit you. It can hit you, or the flu or whatever could be going to hit you, but we still don't even know what this COVID stuff is all about. Because people were telling, like I've been telling people, like if they tell me, or if I feel sick, and I go get a test and it says, okay, I got the COVID, and I ask them, okay, what you going to do? You don't have no treatment for it. You're just going to tell me to go home and self-quarantine.
Right.
Basically, go home and get over it, like I would do with any other cold or sickness.
Right.
It's like, you know, a flu or something. So
exactly.
It's like Trump said to me, it was a big hoax, a big mess. So I don't have no issue with how Trump handled it overall. Yeah, of course, there are some things that, you know, he could have done a little bit here different. But I guess I want to say it like this, because you're really put in a tough position, because your brain is telling you, I'm putting myself in Trump's position. It's telling you that this is some BS. This whole COVID situation is some BS. This is going to cripple the economy. This is going to force people into slavery. This is going to make people depressed. This is a terrible thing that y'all going to funnel me into doing. So, but on the other half, my other half of me says, well, dang, I have to do something to make these people feel somewhat protected. So, let's shut things down so I can make people appease these people who worried about nothing. You know, how many can we combine and say we know personally who died from COVID? If you put all three of us on the spot, I bet you we wouldn't come up with 10 names.
Right, true.
And I'm talking about like somebody close to us. Not just, I heard such Joe, mama, cousin.
Right.
How many people close to you, close in your circle, can you say died from some COVID? And how does one person in the family die from the COVID, but not two or three or four? So it's just an
to
me.
So yeah, and then look,
I don't have an issue with how he handled it. I don't think
Joe could
have did nothing no better. Then worse, in my opinion.
Exactly. Now look, because remember when the COVID first popped off, and Dr. Fauci and Trump was going at it. Fauci gave some ridiculous numbers. I think he said like it was projected for like 1 million and some people to die, and blah blah blah. But those numbers quickly came down. You see what I'm saying? So according to Dr. Fauci, Trump did a good job based on the numbers that they was giving at first. You know, they was giving some ridiculous numbers. Then they ended up bringing them down as it started to get, you know, closer to the real number. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like, they try to say that Trump is not handling it right. But, again, I don't know if Biden would have did a better job. And Biden put out a tweet.
Biden, like Trump has said, this ain't really living. Who wants to live life like this? Like, if this becomes normal, we can't go nowhere. We can't go to sporting events. We can't socialize. We got to wear a mask.
Right.
We got to get hit with injections. And all. Is that really living? Who wants to live a life like this? When you come time to your house, that's not living. We might as well all be dead.
Exactly. That's not living. Yeah. And Biden put out a tweet earlier today that was talking about, you know, if I'm elected or when I'm elected president, I'm going to get control of the virus to get the economy going. But to be honest, like if you're really looking at the markets, the economy is doing okay. You know, all the indexes, the S&P, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, US 30, all these indexes, these are doing good. They are bullish at the moment. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the economy is not doing too bad. The only thing we got to worry about is inflation with them printing up all this money. But as far as the economy, it's, you know, it's bullish right now. And I think if Joe Biden gets elected, that's going to bring the economy down because investors are not going to trust Joe because they know, yeah, he would shut everything down, right? You know, if Joe get elected come this winter, when the next wave comes, he's going to shut everything back down, you know, and then we right back at square one. We right back trying to rebuild the economy and figure out how we can open things back up. But at least Donald does give a little pushback as far as I don't want to just close everything down. We could take certain precautions, but let's try to keep businesses going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just take precautions. Just take precautions.
Yeah.
That's all people got to do is take precautions. Put it back into, if you know you're not feeling well, you just stay yourself at home. Why should you eat?
Stay at home.
We did several shows on this. Several shows on this. Wash your hands, wash your shoes, all that good stuff. And real quick, I wanted to say, Trump did a conference today, early today, and he announced, basically Trump announced a plasma treatment authorized for COVID-19. So I guess, you know, once we got the air, y'all, we can try to break that down and see exactly what that was all about.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that was.
Yes,
that
indeed,
was,
family. Yep. Yes, indeed. We have been talking about the Democratic Convention. The Republican Convention is this week. This is, you know, this has been an interesting political year. And like the one caller said, this has actually started in 2017. Like a year after Trump was elected, they've been talking about, okay, who are we going to get to replace him? And who we going to get to go up against him. Now it's solidified. You got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris going up against Trump and Pence, who are the incumbent presidential candidate. So that's what we got. You know, the convention, I don't think black people really feeling it. The Democrats got a lot of work to do between now and November to come up with something specifically for black people. And at this point, I think it may be too late. You know, I just think they so desperate right now that it's not going to work. You know, I don't think they really stand a chance, especially with those two running. And we'll see what happens, you know. We'll see what happens in November. But that convention was a mess. You dig what I'm saying? Two thumbs down. There's nothing good about it. It was just a theatrical show. I keep hearing about that black man and that suit dress. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Why would they do that to that brother? You know, and it ain't a knock on him. It's a knock on the people who put him up to that. That was embarrassing for him. You know what I'm saying? That was embarrassing, the way they used that man. So
That's the best we could offer up. As a black man in America, that's the best you have to offer.
Yeah,
a man
exactly.
Exactly.
And like I say, at this point, with things going the way they're going in 2020, being a new world, we don't want to bring the same old political strategies we've been using in the past to this new world. You know, and from my viewpoint, we need to try something different. Try something different and see how that works. Use your vote as leverage. If you're not being offered anything by either party, why vote for the president? You can, you know, we can do your own thing. We can handle our own business, handle our own affairs. But we not go settle for Biden when in reality he's going to be worse than Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, like, really how else to put it, but people, you better be careful what you ask for, because if Biden wins, it's not going to be good. Yeah. I would say
anybody
if Biden wins,
come to us,
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, Biden wins, it's not going to be good, and you probably want to move as far away out the hood as possible. These urban areas, get out the way, because it's not going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah, and my final statement is, anybody that'll sit here and just boldly lie to our face like that and present this vice president as a black woman when you know she ain't, you can't be trusted.
Right.
You can't be trusted.
Facts.
You could have just been honest. And, you know, maybe you could even say a woman of color. But to sit there and advertise this woman as a black woman, you're dead wrong.
Right.
Dead wrong.
They're trying to get our vote.
You speak to anything. You will lie and play on our intelligence with it because you think black people is just stupid. And we going for that mess of them. It's like we are stupid.
Yeah, some of us are. Some of us are. Some of us are. But then you got a group of us that's not. You got a group of us that's standing on our square. You know what I'm saying? There's a group of black people who are fed up and tired and who actually won't change. How we going to get changed by voting for the same political party that didn't bring us change in the first place? You know what I'm saying? So, no. Some of us are getting smart. So, I digress, family. Again, it's been a great one. We down to the last 4 minutes. Queen Rajan, you there?
Take us home.
Yes, I am.
Take us home. Let's get it.
Me and Kev in the back
seat.
We're taking out, we got our drinks in. We back here chilling. Take us home.
That's right. That's right.
We got the seatbelt on.
We good.
Yeah, we know how you drive.
Yeah, we definitely got our
seatbelt
on.
Two of them. I just want to thank everybody for calling, but I know one thing, really quick. Mufasa said something about the fear that, with everybody, I guess how they had it. Everybody persuaded to wear the mask so easily. I guess that's why they came up with that question. Is it better to be feared or loved or respected? I mean, because the power of the persuasion of fear is so impactful. It's
right.
You see how easily it was just because of being afraid. It's very, very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very effective method to get people and the herd to just go one way quickly in a rush.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody wants the belt.
No. Mm-mm. No. So they move right away. Yeah. But I enjoyed the topic. Everybody has some great thoughts and opinions, like always. So we do appreciate everybody for tuning in with us this week. And we look forward to speaking with you again next week, next Sunday, at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, if you have any show ideas, please feel free to send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Collective Minds Radio.
We'll talk with you. See you next week. Peace.
You can find me in St. Louis rolling on dub.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talkin'.